talk about another topic that we've talked a little bit about at various times, and that's the reunification of Germany. You just mentioned the importance of the individual in history. And the reunification of Germany is often seen as one of the fundamental changes that took place during the Bush administration, to which we could attribute to the United States, in addition to broad forces in the world, such as the collapse of the Soviet Union. And we talked about the president establishing a policy in Montana, I think it was. But could you elaborate on the actual implementation of that policy?
Well, I mean, it is a very special achievement of George Bush, in my view, because every other leader, East and West, was against it. The French were against it, the British were against it, the Soviets were against it, the Poles were against it, the Czechs were against it, the Hungarians were against it, the Italians were against it. We were totally isolated. And it was by sheer force of personality and determination that I think Bush finally got all these people on board. I think that he had an ally in the Soviet Union in Shevardnadze, and German reunification really ripped it for Shevardnadze. He finally ran out his string on German reunification, and then the Gulf War. And that was kind of the end for Shevardnadze. Those two things, that amounted to three strikes for him. But it took a lot of effort on Bush's part, a lot of time on the telephone, a lot of time in personal meetings, to begin bringing around, above all, our European allies, who did not have the same kind of faith in Germany that Bush did. And he just flat believed that the Germans had changed. And it was that, I think the title of my chapter on this subject in the book is By Faith Alone, because it was really Bush that pushed it. I mean, the irony is on reunification that I talk about the speed of events and so on. I mean, just months before it happens, Kohl says, well, maybe in 5 years we'll get there. So just the pace of change, and I think Bush rode that wave and in some ways directed it.